Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And this year, again, I'm very pleased to say that Phoenix FM are the official media partners of Stand and Calling Festival. And joining me on the phone, all the way from sunny Hertfordshire, organiser of the biggest birthday bash ever, formerly known as Stand and Calling, is Alex Trenchard. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Excited.
Half of me is very excited about our news today, and half of me is having to take a big gulp of air as we wonder what's going to happen over the next few weeks.
Absolutely stressful times ahead, as if they weren't stressful enough, eh? Where are you calling from, Alex? Describe the scene. Where are we? Are we on the main stage?
No, we're not. Sadly, I'm not in standing at the moment. I'm just running a few errands. So, life goes on. We may be about to go forward with the festival, but I've still got the school run to do.
Oh, the rock and roll life of Dad. Awesome. So before we get into talking about this year's festival and all the exciting stuff there, Penny, for your thoughts on the last year, I imagine it's been a bit of a nightmare in your line of work.
Well, it was around May 2020 when we had to cancel the 2020 festival, rightly. And
yes,
that was a huge blow. It happened just at a time when we'd received the ticket money up to that time, spent it all on deposit, and then suddenly an entire industry ground to a halt. And we were unable to, get those funds back from our suppliers. So basically, the festival was in a very, very difficult position for a few months. And the only thing that saved us was that for our amazing audience, 81% of them rolled over their tickets to 2021, which is incredible.
That's really, big help.
Yeah.
For you.
If they hadn't done that, we wouldn't, unlikely there'd be a Stand and Calling right now. And then the next thing that happened was we still couldn't really operate. So then we launched a crowdfunder, and the same people, as if they hadn't really done enough, then raised £85,000 to keep the festival going. It's quite incredible.
That is amazing, the support that people have given the live events, but so, so needed.
Yeah, absolutely needed. And, at that time, we hadn't received any government help or anything like that. So it was basically what, our audience got us through. And so the most difficult period. And, that's one of the reasons why I want to bring the festival back this year. A few other festivals have cancelled, but for us, we need to say thank you to our audience. So we're going to put ourselves, we want to carry on, keep on like making this festival happen, and we're prepared to do absolutely everything it takes to go ahead. And that's why we've made this announcement.
And obviously, I think that amount of money shows you how important it is to people that this goes ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
So this year's festival, I'm delighted to see, is going ahead. Great news. But presumably a little extra hard work has gone into making it COVID safe and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the work is still ongoing. And, we're hopeful that we will, that on the 19th of July, that the government will move to stage four of the roadmap. But we've been preparing for all scenarios, and over the last 4 months, we've been working with a COVID testing app called Certific, which has very high level of verification, and we've as well as Imperial College, the public health scientists there at that university, to create basically a system that really helps make the festival really safe from a COVID perspective. And also helpfully provides that information to our public health director in Hertfordshire, so they have more information about how things are working and the likely probability of transmission and that kind of thing. And that, of course, allows us to be more reactive to or proactive rather to the situation.
Yeah.
Which then creates a much safer and freer festival inside. Because obviously after the year we've had, the freer and safer it feels, the better time people are going to have at one of the first festivals back after lockdown.
Absolutely. I think last year you already had the cashless system and all that, so you're pioneering the technology again.
Well, yeah, we've always tried to stay ahead of the game on the technology side of things. And And actually, that experience has put us in a good place this year, because we're experienced integrating these systems. You know, cashless was to make it, you know, safer and easier to pay for things, whereas this is around making it safer from a public health perspective. But certainly the cashless experience has helped us with this.
Yeah, I'm sure. I saw at the last festival, the costume parade, there was a group who turned up. I can't remember if they won it or not, but they turned up in full Chernobyl-inspired hazmat suits. No idea at the time.
We should give them free tickets. I mean, they were...
pioneers, weren't they?
They were ahead of the game. They knew what was coming. I know. Is there a
costume theme this year? Are we going for that vibe?
Well, yeah, I mean... Joking aside, I mean, I think that we, you know, it's been a really, really hard year for everyone. And our theme was about the future, because it was about, it was about time travel. And the reason we were looking at time travel was because it's Dan and Calling's 15th anniversary, delayed by a year.
Yes.
And so we imagined a sort of birthday party to which great characters of history would all time travel to. And so we've sort of kept that, because it is still our 15th anniversary, but we've decided that after the year we've had, that actually that time travel is, you know, it's not just about a party. It is a bit about taking stock of the year we've had and thinking about the things that have, you know, things that have happened over the last year and the things we, you know, maybe that weren't working so well in the past and could be working better in the future. So we're kind of like, it's still got the fun party atmosphere. But we do want to take a moment to just think of the last year. You know, people have lost loved ones, and it's important to kind of not. It's not all about just about the party. It is about kind of looking at what we can do better in the future.
Healing the wounds of the last year as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So you mentioned that this year's Stand and Call is the 15th birthday, 15th celebration. What have we got planned to make this year's a special one?
Well, I think the first thing is the fact that we're really pushing to go ahead. I mean, I think we'll be one of only two festivals that weekend. And beyond that, you know, we'll have the annual costume parade. One of the things we want to focus on is, you know, while celebrating Standen's 15th birthday, but, you know, there were kids in year seven this year who probably missed the end of their primary school experience. So one of the things we want to do is put on a little party for the now year seven kids who missed all those end of primary school celebrations that they were stolen from them last time.
Oh, that's so a nice idea.
Yeah. So, you know, various things like that. You know, Standen's 15th birthday, but I think there's a lot of people who, you know, come to the festival who have anniversaries we want to recognise or maybe things they missed. So we're very open to any suggestions around that, if anyone wants to come forward with anything. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to welcoming back De La Soul on the Sunday, which is one of the bands that played in the early years of Stand and Calling. It's great they're coming back with a full band, 20-piece band.
Fantastic.
From the United States, which is pretty incredible. And you know, that to me really sums up that we are coming back into what something closer to what we used to call normal.
Yeah, whatever that was anyway.
Yeah.
So you've announced the lineup. There's some big names on there, some classic stuff that we've seen before at Stand and Calling, regular fixtures.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're very excited that Bastille are doing a special orchestra version at Stand and Calling on the Friday night. Hot Chip, party favourite. Primal Scream on the Sunday. And then a few additions this last week, which Arlo Park, who won at the Brits, won Best Breakthrough Act.
Yes.
Very excited about Arlo Parks on Sunday. And a favourite of mine, Dry Cleaning, also playing on the Sunday on our Laundry Meadows stage. So it's really come together. It's our biggest ever lineup, and that's right. So for our 15th birthday.
Amazing, and hats off to you and everyone for making it happen against all the odds and putting together what looks to be an awesome show.
Many thanks. Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, so tickets, are tickets still available? We're
down to the last of our tickets. I mean, literally the last 300 or something. So we are expecting those to go this week. But we're also saying that, you know, not... we do understand that, you know, after the year we've had, that some people may not be quite ready to attend a music festival. So what we are also saying is that if, you know, if people feel that they're not quite ready, please do get in touch with us and we can roll those tickets over to 2022. Or if that doesn't quite work, we'd be happy to offer a refund. So that people who really, you know, so that those people feel, you know, ready, so they can come back when they feel ready.
Yeah.
And then people who are you know, do want to come now, then have a chance to buy a ticket. If any of those things applies to anyone, please do get in touch.
Awesome. And where can they do that? The Standard Calling website?
Yeah, if they email info@standard-calling.com.
Awesome. Alex, thanks so much for chatting to us. I look forward to finding out how it all went and same again next year. It's great to have it back in our
Thank
lives.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
It was great
to be working with Phoenix again.
Great to be there. Cheers, Alex.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.